Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The force or strength of tranquility in everyday life is the existential center of the award-winning poetry book, Tranquility, Solitude, and Other Poems by Karen Lee Oliver. Pure philosophical thought colored by tinges of images of good and evil, all bearing some relationship with tranquility, the lack of tranquility, feelings of tranquility itself, pathways that lead to tranquility, meanings of tranquility in life, and finally the beginnings of tranquility and our basic need for a tranquil life. Now, this theme runs throughout their entire writings, using the poetic format combined with imagination to present to the reader new ideas, develop strong feelings, and artistically express the fundamental and almost religious devotion of us all to peace and tranquility. Tranquility, Solitude, and Other Poems, winner of the prestigious Eric Hoffer Award in 2022, author Karen Lee Oliver, is our guest on This Week in America. Karen Lee, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hello, good afternoon, and thank you for sharing your time with me and my poetry from Tranquility, Solitude, and Other Poems throughout America this afternoon.
Well, I appreciate you taking time to be with us and talk about the poems, talk a little bit about yourself, and then we'll conclude by I'll have Karen Lee read some of these poems. We'll give you the information, Karen Lee's website, where the book is available. Let's start a little bit with you, your background. I mentioned awards, the Eric Hoffer Award, prestigious award,
yes,
for Tranquility, Solitude, and Other Poems.
Well, I have an update on that.
Ooh.
I have been officially announced as the winner of the poetry section of the Eric Hoffer Awards, and I will be announced on September 28th at Sutton Place in New York City as the winner of the Eric Hoffer Award. And then I'm hoping that everything will go through, but I'm going to a gala in Aporetta, Georgia, at the Aporetta Theater in Georgia on August 28th,
nice,
at 7 o'clock, where 20 authors are going to be honored from the Authors Tranquility Press. I will be first for the poetry, and there will be an TV interview there, and it'll be a big shindig for the Eric Hoffer Award, which will start off with the Sutton Place announcement in New York City on, I believe, prior to the gala.
Oh, that will be fantastic.
But in addition to that, what started the ball rolling in 2017, when my mother was in the nursing home and at the end of her life, because she passed away in 2018, at the age of ripe old age of 98,
wow,
and actually just fell asleep. But before then, she knew very well that I had won the 2017 Marquis Who's Who Albert Nelson Lifetime Achievement Award for Publications.
Fantastic.
And that was for the fourth book of poetry I wrote entitled Flights from Fairyland, which you can find on my website. Other than that, in 2020, I again won the same award, only for 2020. And in 2021, I won the Marquis Who's Who Award for Best Artist of 2021. Quote, unquote, in a single sentence, for the most contributions to society,
wow,
by an artist.
So many
and
accolades
now,
that you've had.
Again, here is the Eric Hoffer Award coming up.
That, congratulations on all of that. Our guest with
thank
all
you
of the awards is Karen Lee Oliver. This book we're talking about specifically, but there are others that we will mention here, Tranquility, Solitude, and Other Poems. Her website is very simple, KarenLeeOliverBooks.com. You'll find the book available at Amazon.com, all of the usual places, and get all the information there and be able to order the book. And you'll look and see all of the books that she has written. You know, you've got a fascinating background, not just in the poetry books that you've written, but French in ballet. Tell us a little bit about your background. It's a very impressive background.
Well, I danced on scholarship at the age of 13 when Miss Phyllis Marmine sent me to Igor Shvetsov in New York, and I passed an audition with him. And from then on, I got free ballet, which actually got me into American Ballet Theater for 3 years, where I graduated and then went on to an award called the Regents Scholarship to do studies at college for free. So what I did was become a professional dancer. I just didn't enter the company because my director, Leon Danilian, thought that perhaps it might be better to extend my career, which would be more socially aware of my dancing, and also promote an education for ballet by academic study and graduation, where I learned to choreograph and I worked on my own as a dancer. Pretty much every studio gave me an auspicious grant or scholarship. I studied at Carnegie Hall under Madame Popova. I studied with Mr. Herzog, who's the director of the Metropolitan Opera Ballet, which was the last 3 years. And I worked with company class both at American Ballet Theater and at the Met. And also, I graduated from the New York Conservatory of Dance under the tutelage of the Kirov Ballet principal, dancer Vladimir Davidoff, and the New York Conservatory of Dance was run by Vladimir Dugadovsky. So basically, by 1986, I was a principal dancer that was really ready for New York City Ballet, and what they did was say that they would give me an audition, and believe it or not, 3 weeks before the audition, I broke my osteoglandin bone in the bottom of my foot doing point work. And, of course, this is a rare case, but they put me on the list at NYCB for laser surgery, and it was done, and it was finished in about 2 years. It took 2 years, and I still can dance, and I still take, you know, I'll do ballet, but I specifically like poetry as being my career.
Well, and you it's such a well-rounded career, and I believe you were, 7 years old when you started speaking French, and some of your poems are in French. And our
yes,
guest in the
are.
Program is Karen Lee Oliver, Tranquility, Solitude, and Other Poems, the book we're talking about specifically on the program tonight. Before we have you read some of the poems there, how did you develop this love of poetry and choose this is the way to go? You've got a fascination, a love affair with art as well, all of these different aspects of your life, and you chose poetry, and you're excelling at poetry. Where did this interest come from?
Well, I'm the opposite of my beginnings. My beginnings began when my mother went to college when I was 7 years old and studied to be an English major at the State University of New York at Albany when we lived at 40 Merritt Drive in Colonial Manor in Rotterdam. And my mother used to give me, she'd hand me one book after another when she was finished reading it, and I would read it just out of curiosity, and I loved to read. And so she started this sort of intrigue for me as being an English, a candidate for being a writer. However, my mother is a journalist and a legal associate, and she worked on Wall Street after graduating cum laude from SUNY as an English major.
Wow.
But pointedly, not creative writing like I specified. She wrote in journalistic writing. It isn't just it's very, very different. However, she started my background and my wonder about being an English or even a writer of English. And then came my intensive study at SUNY, where I studied under Harry Staley and graduate work reading James Joyce, and then there was Professor Collins, where I read Victorian literature, and of course I had a double major in theater arts, which incorporated a lot of creativity, and I studied. But when I went to New York, I was interested in my friend and neighbor, Nicole Lieberman, who is a profound poet and award-winning poet who worked solely at the New York Public Library, giving five-hour seminars with only specific poets that she chose over a three-year period to read. I was one of them. And for 3 years, I studied with Nicole Lieberman in New York and did poetry and poetry reading. Other than that, I have five books of poetry that are on my website.
That's just an amazing career and life that you are having, because it's continuing as you continue to write these wonderful books of poetry. All of these, as Karen Lee mentioned, on her website, KarenLeeOliver.com. You'll find the books at Amazon as well, writersbranding.com, and a link to all of those websites and information on the book by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Before I ask you to read some of the poems from this new book, Tranquility, Solitude, and Other Poems, talk a little bit about the book. What went into putting this collection together?
Oh, I can tell you that I have an opening quote that you might be interested in that I believe sums up the philosophical meaning of what I try to depict through poetry. And believe it or not, we lived across the street from the Met when we lived in New York at One Lincoln Plaza, which is on West 64th between West 64th and West 63rd on Broadway. The Metropolitan Opera is right across the street. There's Dante Park, and then there's the Met. However, Richard Wagner wrote Parsifal between the years of 1813 and 83. And it is the opening quote for my book, Tranquility, Solitude, and Other Poems. And this is what it says in a nutshell, I try to depict through my poetry. And what Richard Wagner states in his quote from Parsifal is just this: through suffering comes understanding. Through understanding comes compassion. Through compassion comes love. And I think that's very simply put and
yes,
poetically thought out.
That is and indicative of the work that the art that we see that comes from Karen Lee Oliver, our guest on the program. That was succinct and right to the point and just point on. It's just amazing, those words and the way they resonate. We want to have you read some poetry from Tranquility, Solitude, and Other Poems.
I'd love to.
I think the first one we've got here that you've chosen is Lotus Eaters. Am I correct?
Yes, that's quite true.
If you would go
like
ahead.
Would you like me to start?
Yeah, go ahead, please.
The Lotus Eaters. Sensuous petal slips pass slowly over their lips, each cold flower unfolding, a glimmer of peace to bestow upon the eaters, consuming them. The lotus eaters, tranquil passengers from lagoons in the stars, trapped in a surrounding of recreation forced between the boundaries that were long ago made for them. They seek to escape. They eat to discover the past and earth, a way out beyond the entrapment. Yet they do not grow strong, forgetting only to develop a plan, a solution, to make a decision about what to do there in their inner circle. The lotus eaters depend upon the flower. Pale and dying, possessing tranquil peace within the soul that can only kill the body, the lotus eaters refuse all else. They keep holy the bloom of lotus flower, consuming to become an essence of beauty, fragile, perfect, coveting by its possession, schooled by the discipline of denial. The lotus eaters are an order of existence on the sheer borderline between being and death. Sitting quietly, they work on their minds to remember, to forget, to excuse the problems. The lotus eaters compare each other to an ideal they have all agreed upon once again long ago. To finish up, on page 3 of the Lotus Eaters, as they spare their petals, loose go the agonies of reality, fought out by bodies with less powers of tranquilities, powers which the Lotus Eaters alone possess. Yet they are outnumbered. Never will they spread beyond the walls of their garden. Knowing this, they prepare an ending to life, far less difficult than any religion, race, group, or people before. They are no longer people. They have become the Lotus Eaters, who cannot be seen or recognized by anyone. And that's the end of the Lotus Eaters.
That is so well read and so well done. That's from Karen Lee's book, A Poetry, Tranquility, Solitude, and Other Poems. Karen Lee Oliver, that's her website as well. Information there on all of her books, including this one. I think next up is Onus you're going to read for us.
Yes. Onus is very short, but I think you will like it as a change. Onus means responsibility, literally. And the poem follows as such. Onus, you are the sky and I am water. In such a way, and so it is, that we relate. When it is hot, I disappear into you. Later you cry, and I replace the dry land below. Then, flowing over through velvet land, I wander as a river and laugh when I touch your horizon.
I just really enjoy, I'm sitting back listening and enjoying these. I would certainly recommend this book. Get a couple copies, one that you can add to your bookshelf, your book collection, and another book or two that you can give to friends. Holiday season won't be that far away, and what better way to say thinking of you than one of Karen Lee's books, this one, Tranquility, Solitude, and Other Poems. What's the next poem you've got for us?
Remembrance at Donner Pass. Remembrance at Donner Pass. The snow kept falling, perpetually falling, falling, covering, smothering silently those people trapped at the pass. They hung their heads knowing if the snow kept falling, the wind blowing, their deaths would come to pass. In the hours, the days melded into an eternal nightmare. There was less and less of a resemblance in their faces of the people they once were. So kept the vigil of transformation, almost as if it were the very will of Christ that it should be done. In that ghastly vigil, a faint fall from hell occurred, that into which those people be devoured, as with beg and plea and mercy, their love for each other vanished until the bones lay round about. Proof of the devil's vigil had ended.
When you put this collection together, Tranquility, Solitude, and Other Poems, talk about doing that and how long it took you to get this to the point that you were ready to publish.
It took 15 years, literally,
wow,
to finish Tranquility, Solitude, and Other Poems. Yeah. However, I wrote two other books, but this one took the most demanding and most of my efforts for. I kept rewriting, and it was a little bit more difficult because it was a little bit more serious, I think. This
yes.
is a little bit less than, say, something fairy tale like. This is more in-depth study of poetry, which really reflected my study with Nicole Lieberman a lot more than any of the four other books except for Thoughts. Thoughts, again, is like Tranquility, Solitude, and Other Poems in its seriousness.
And this is an award-winning book of poetry, as I mentioned.
Yes, it was chosen. Also, you can find it in Canada under a lovely synopsis by the Maple Leaf Press in Alberta, Canada. They wrote a wonderful write-up on Tranquility, Solitude, and Other Poems, which they gave 5 out of 5 stars.
Fantastic. The accolades keep coming, for Karen Lee's work. And this book in particular, Eric Hoffer Award, that is major in the book field. The next poem, I understand, is Three Cats in a Window. I'm looking forward to hearing this.
It's a delightfully short poem, which is another venture from all the seriousness, which I try to break up without really losing the continuity of thought.
Yes.
Three cats in a window. On a ledge outside past the door to the garden sits the cats in the window. Sometimes they stare at the pair of us who dwell inside, curious the difference.
And I have a vision as you're reading that. You need to do an audiobook. Have you thought about that with some of your poetry? You do an excellent job
I'm
in reading.
I'm going to with Writer's Branding under the direction of Michael Bridges.
Fantastic. So it wasn't my original idea, but somebody else had a great idea to follow my footsteps with that, because you do an excellent job with that. And writersbranding.com.
By the way, Writer's Branding is coming up with all five of my books totally refinished, repriced, and republished as soon as the Eric Hoffer Award has been thoroughly finished. And the final editing and processing of the author copy is made. Mr. Bridges predicts this by the end of September. However, the final publication will be before January of 2023.
We'll be watching
and
for that.
All five of my books will be cut down from the Ex Libris price of $20 to $24 to $9.99.
Fantastic. And all of this you can follow on Karen Lee's website, KarenLeeOliver.com, and writersbranding.com as well.
Yes.
I've got a couple minutes here for several more poems. I'm really enjoying this part of the program to hear the lovely, meaningful poetry that Karen Lee has composed. This, I understand, is what Beginning of the End is the name of this poem.
Yes, this is another three-pager, so I don't want to quit on you, but it will just give me a moment to change the page.
I will be patient.
With the Lotus Eaters, but the beginning of the end is a little lengthy, but it is a serious poem. The beginning of the end, it was somewhere in a fog, almost as if in a dream. The future answered its mystery by telling me a tale. I remember the first time I saw her. She was disowned, leery, but quiet. Sarah was a great black cat. When I discovered who she was, a he, I had already named her, and we were both stuck with it. That's just the beginning. There's more, much more. We shared a room for one. It was during college. I never thought we would part. I was so young. Sarah was more than my friend. It was as if something or someone watched over me through her. Her eyes never left her subject, always friendly but polite. She never gave me away. We moved about together, first a dorm, then an apartment, until both travel-weary, we fell apart. I had inquired and found an apartment off campus. It was lovely, no pets. I gave Sarah up to a friend who has betrayed me ever since. With enormous effort, I threw my despair into the distance and, like a mouse, fell prey to the remorseful end of our passion for one another. Everything became strange after I was left alone without my cat. No one came to see me. No one called on the phone. No one noticed me when I went out. It was as if I had become a ghost. Sarah was invisible to me. I was invisible to everyone else, including myself. I could see a cat in my mind. She was with me, long, black, sultry. I thought of Sarah often. I never replaced Sarah. Yet every cat I see to this day is Sarah. In the dark hallways of the past, Sarah lurks, opens the door for me to pass through, allows me to go on. I take a great comfort in the consistent fairness, the love that understands me through the memory of my cat, the abiding existence that endures all of time, the simple knowledge that I will never be alone. Sometimes late at night when I lie awake with my thoughts, I dream of bringing back a world that can never be again, which from books, movies, and paintings has sketched upon my mind so indelible an image that I can never let go of my obsession to return. Then I see the shadow of the cat, and I realize it's the beginning of the end.
That is so well done and visual, too. I can, as you're describing that, I can actually see what you're going through, and seeing as you're going through the motions that you describe in that poetry, that in the poetry. That's one of many in Karen Lee's book, Tranquility, Solitude, and Other Poems, Karen Lee Oliver, book available at our website, KarenLeeOliver.com. Time for two more. What will you read next for us?
The next one I've chosen is The Sons of Time Immemorial. And I've written this sort of as an ode to veterans of World War I, World War II, and Vietnam. In particular, Vietnam, with my occasional visits to a friend of mine and neighbor, Bill, who lives at the corner of Main Street. I will continue my poem, if you will allow me, The Sons of Time Immemorial.
Please do. We're looking forward to it.
Standing in the face of all that is the oncoming in life, that which we endure and continue to endure throughout the eternity of existence has left a mark upon the human race. It is a mark of excellence. Men, sons of time immemorial, these men who stand facing the eternal war, it is they who bear the mark. Forever is the distant edge of their sword with which they cleft an existence. Ruled by peace, even in our modern time, even as we speak.
Karen Lee Oliver is our guest on the program. Been reading poetry selections from her book, Tranquility, Solitude, and Other Poems, her award-winning poetry book as well. Have time for one more. I understand you're going to close with Mask of Wallenberg.
Well, I'm going to close with what you've got as Mask of Wallensburg, but I think I quickly spoke it to you on the phone, and literally, it is the Monks of Wallensburg. M-O-N-K-S, the Monks of Wallensburg. And it's kind of from a Chaucerian or medieval framework of English lit, during which I read both volume 1 and 2 of the Norton Anthology of English Literature, which is quite extensive, about 2,000 pages in total. And it goes from the original of Chaucerian and Spenser's Fairy Queen to the, writings of Dylan Thomas and poetry of Percy Bysshe Shelley, Keats, Yeats, and so on. However, I won't waste any time. The Monks of Wallensburg. For years sequestered within the walls of monastic stone, garnished by mosses, worn away by storms, lost between interludes of time and tyranny, the Monks of Wallensburg sink deep into thoughts of posterity and perdition. Visited by the souls of the departed, oftentimes in the blinding darkness of candlelight vigil, the ghastly monastic duties of love and service to our Lord become tranquilized only by cool water and devoted prayer, silently, with no words at all.
Boy, unfortunately, we're out of time, but fortunately there are many copies of Tranquility, Solitude, and Other Poems by our guest on the program, Karen Lee Oliver. Karen Lee, it's been a pleasure having you here. I've got a minute or so I'm going to take here at the end. What are you working on now? You've had such a fantastic career, continue to have such a well-rounded career. What are you working on now? What projects?
Well, really, my projects right now are with Canada. I'm working with Canada and Maple Leaf Press under the direction of Miss, I think it's Janet, her name. And she's doing a book review on Pergola and Flights from Fairyland that was started during the pandemic 2 years ago and is under contract, and forthwith projecting a finished product on the global web internet and also available at Writers Branding and Authors Tranquility Press, probably by 2023, sometime during that year.
That's fantastic.
As well as that, I'm hoping to go to the wonderful gala for the Eric Hoffer Awards at the Apparata Theater in Georgia on August 28th at 7 o'clock, where 20 authors will be honored, and I will be the one honored for poetry.
And well-deserved.
Other than, yeah, hopefully there's including a TV interview, and I'm hoping to be able to go, although things are sort of in the balance right now. Other than that, I'm still working on becoming a traditional writer with traditional authors. I've been accepted, let me find this for you, if I may.
Sure.
By,
it sounds like you've got a lot coming up here.
Yeah, the 15th, on the May 31st, 2022, my query from Writers Branding went out to Simon & Schuster, HarperCollins, Penguin, Classics, Macmillan Press, Hackett Publishers in New York City, Zondervan, Macmillan in Grand Rapids, and more than that, they've accepted my all six of my books with starting at $150,000 to $350,000 per book with a bonus of $10,000 to $20,000. And believe it or not, they've been added to by several other publishers, which Mr. Michael, it's very exciting to me.
Oh, yes, and it should be.
Bridges is handling this whole thing, and agented contracts. I have 15 of them so far. They are not finished, but of course they are completely underway and in process with negotiations for complete copies of those publishers sending their copies of contracts to me and Writers Branding in finished form, with having bought all six of my books and undergoing full transition from Writers Branding, which is print on demand, to traditional publishers like Simon & Schuster.
That is exciting. And a chance to sort of, with Karen Lee and all she's got going, to give you a sense of the book publishing industry and what goes in and how exciting it can be in the awards that are given. And again, congratulations on the Eric Hoffer. You've got an exciting few weeks coming up with the with the gala and the presentation. And you can follow all of this at Karen Lee's website. It's KarenLeeOliver.com. All the books available at Amazon, the usual places. Also, writersbranding.com will be on top of what's happening with Karen Lee's career. And of course, as I say, at her website. Karen Lee, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us on the program. Hopefully we can do it again. Thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you very much. And look forward to my books being on Writers Branding at $9.99 coming up by 2023.
That is fantastic.
Thank you so much for your time. And thank you, Mr. Button, for choosing me to talk and speak some of my poetry over the radio broadcast nationwide. It's been an honor and a pleasure to speak with you. It's been a great honor and pleasure. Thank you very much.
Well, the pleasure has been ours to have you on to share your gift and talent. It's Karen Lee Oliver, who has been our guest. This particular book we're talking about, Tranquility, Solitude, and Other Poems, you'll find in all of her books at Karen Lee's website, which is KarenLeeOliver.com. All this information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. That's the program you're listening to, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.